Good afternoon. I am so happy to be here. Ginny asked me back a while ago if I would be here, and my name's Beth Brackley-Molesky, and I'm very happy to be with you. It's very interesting because my husband was married to B. Molesky for many years, and he tells the story about when he was married to B, she would start talking to somebody, and she said, "I went to school with him," or them. And then he married me, and every time he goes, he asks me, "How do you know them?" I said, "I'm related to them." So it's like, when you come from Franklin County, your mom was a Neal, your father was a Brackley, your grandfather was a Neal, your grandmother was a Nile, and your other grandmother was a Vining, you're related to half the county. So I may have worked away for many years and lived in Bowdoin, but this has always been my home, Franklin County. So if you could please join with me in Wild Wood, hymn number 367, please do. So please stand if you are able and if you'd like, and we will begin. There's a church in the valley by the Wildwood, no lovelier spot in the dell, no place so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Come to the church in the Wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Oh, come to the church in the Wildwood, to the trees where the wild side of the tomb. Oh, come to the church in the Wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. How sweet on a clear Sunday morning to list to the clearing bell, its tone so sweetly a calling. Oh, come to the church in the vale. Oh, come to the church in the Wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. From the church in the valley by the Wildwood, when days fade away into night, I would fain from the spot of my childhood wing my way to the mansions of light. Oh, come to the church of the Wildwood. Oh, come to the church in the vale. No spot is so dear to my childhood as the little brown church in the vale. Thank you. Please follow me in the opening prayer. Turn your eyes upon Jesus. And the things of this world will grow strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. Loving God,
your
Your gift of abundant life is like a basket of summer fruit, a delight to the eye and a pleasure to the tongue. Your presence in our lives is like a green olive tree, a joy to the heart and a blessing to the spirit. Speak to us of your words of life, that we may sit at your feet and know that we are yours. Amen. Now you may be seated or you may stand, but it's the hymn sing. We will worship in song. Sit or stand as the Spirit moves you. Are there any requests? Please make sure you say the hymnal and the page number, please. Ginny.
Well, Naomi's not here, and so we want to, were you just looking? 428. She has made it her mission for the last 2 years to make sure that we sing in the garden every Sunday, all three verses.
Okay.
So in your honor, that's what I'm asking for.
This one, I have a good memory for this one. My mother and I would drive to see my sister in Virginia, and we'd sing hymns. And I knew the first verse, but my mother could sing all three verses. And as we drove through Scranton and in that area, we would sing in the garden, so I love it. What? Yeah. Okay, let's. What's that? Yeah, good. Okay, Charles, you want to start it?
I come to the garden, oh, while the dew is still on the roses, and the voice I hear falling on my ear, the Son of God discloses, and he walks with me, and he talks with me, and he tells me joy we share as we tarry there, none other has ever known. He speaks, and the sound of his voice is so sweet, the birds hush their singing, and the start it, Charles. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. when we first began.
Anyone else? Yes.
110.
110. 110. First and last. Okay.
Okay. Sweet hour of prayer that calls me from a world of care and bids me at my Father's throne make all my wants and wishes known. In seasons of distress and grief, my soul Want to start it for, please? Come out of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Fixed upon it, mount of thy redeeming love. Oh, to grace how great a debtor daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness, like a letter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Number 5.
Just the first verse, fairest Lord Jesus.
Okay, you want to start us, Jenny?
Fairest Lord Jesus,
anybody else? One more. Okay, one more. We can do that.
Mm-hmm.
Rufus isn't here, but he'd like just one. 455.
455.
First and last.
Oh, I can do tis the V. Okay. Here I go.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrims cry, from every mountainside, let freedom ring.
Now we're to the part of the service about prayers and requests. Are there any prayer requests for this week?
Yes, I have two of them. Right before I came here, my neighbor lady called. She cooks weed very good. Her name is Priscilla. So I'd like to have prayers for her. And then my brother-in-law has liquid around his lung and heart.
And what's his name?
His name is Raymond.
Brother-in-law, Raymond, with water around his lungs?
Yes, and his heart.
And
it's the third time in 3 months, every month.
That's difficult.
Yeah.
Someone else? Concerns or joys?
Always praise God for this church, for the people who come to church, for the people who serve the church. This land is a beautiful, special place, and just praise God for that.
Thank you. Anything else? Okay. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Dear Heavenly Lord, please be with Priscilla and help her to be able to breathe better and to feel your loving peace and presence with her right now. Please be with Raymond and please help the water around his lung and heart to be better. Oh Lord, thank you for this beautiful church and this community. Thank you for each person that is present today. Please be with each person in their hour of need, and let each family feel your loving presence. Let us each take this time to breathe deeply of God's loving spirit. Help us to share your love and grace with everyone that we meet this week, and share his love with all. So now we pray together as the Lord taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. For thine is the temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Surely the presence of the Lord is in this place. I can feel his mighty power and his grace. I can hear the brush of angel wings. I see surely the presence of the Lord.
please make sure you place your offerings in the basket in the rear of the church. As you exit, if you are not prepared to make an offering today, please know your presence is a gift enough. And dear Lord, thank you for the gifts that we will receive today and for the gifts of all whom are gathered here today. What a blessing to gather at the church in the wild wood. Amen. Today's scripture reading today comes from Luke 10, 38 through 42. Oh, I did. What did I forget? What did I forget?
Yeah, why not the offering?
Okay. Oh, doxology. Okay, let's do that. Sorry. I skipped ahead. So, sorry about that. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here below. Praise Him above the heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very much. Today's reading comes from Luke 10, chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. As Jesus and his disciples were on their way, he came to a village where a woman named Martha opened her home to him. She had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet, listening to what was said. But Martha was distracted by all the preparations that had to be made. She came to him and asked, "Lord, don't you care that my sister has left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." "Martha, Martha," the Lord answered, "you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed, or indeed only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will be taken away. It will not be taken away from her." Today's message is called At the Feet of Jesus. If you noticed, I have a couple things here. First, I have a bag. And in this bag, I have a few items. First, I have, what is it? Oh, when might you use a dustpan and a broom?
To clean up.
To clean up. As a child, my grandmother, Naira, had these beautiful white stairs. And up on top of the staircase, there was this right here, and the broom. And anytime anybody came to visit, the youngest person would get a job, and their job would be to sweep down the stairs to make sure it was clean for anybody that was going upstairs at nighttime. So that was one way my grandmother used to get ready. Another thing that I have in my bag, what's this? When somebody comes, what are some of the things that you get prepared when somebody comes to your house? Cookies, cakes,
biscuits.
Anybody else?
Or salad, or a meatloaf.
Salad, meatloaf. In our house, it depended who was coming home. My sister Rosalie, tuna noodle casserole. My brother Alan, Toll House cookies. Rufus, beef stew. Neil, oyster stew. And I was a corn chowder girl, but whatever it helps. And as time came on, the bowl would be filled with fresh donuts. She'd mix them up the night before, put them in the refrigerator, and then whoever wanted to could help fry them the next morning. And everybody ate them. So donuts were really important. So, and then, of course, there was, this is a cleaning rack, so we had to clean too. So those are some of the things that we, getting ready for somebody as they come. So let's see. And you also notice I brought this chair. This chair is very special to me because a few weeks back around the 1st of July, I was invited to go spend the night at the beach with my son, his wife, and two grandchildren. And I purchased this chair because I wanted to be present, and also because I'm getting a little old, and I was afraid I couldn't gracefully get off a blanket, so I thought the chair will be the best thing for me. So, and as it was, I noticed a couple times my son was sitting in the chair when he had a chance, and he kind of just was watching once in a while, but most of the time he was following a two-year-old. I had a chance at that beach to breathe in the fresh air, fresh salt, and listen to the crashing of the waves and watch birds fly, children playing, and feel the sand between my toes. Being present in the moment, I said a little prayer and thanked God for letting me be with people that I love and a place that I adore. The ocean is such a special place. It is a place of some of my fondest memories of a child. A picnic and a swim, sitting on the blanket with my mom. And I grew up in Rhode Island, and there was a place called Goddard Park. And it was about 2 or 3 miles from our house, and we would go down there like in the evening. And one of the special things about this park was there was a carousel. The beach was down on the ground, and then there was this carousel. And when I was a child, after we went swimming, we got to go on the carousel. We also dug in the sand, and yes, body surfed in waves. And I can still do that today. What a joy to be brought to shore riding a wave, holding the hands of a child and seeing the joy on their faces, jumping waves and laughing, creeping out a little deeper, and then running across the sand and getting wrapped up in a towel, being held in a loving embrace from mom. Walking and walking after a two-year-old. First one end of the beach, and then making a parade. First one step, and then another. Never stopping, always exploring the wonderful world of God's. As a teacher, one of my favorite times was story time. When I read to the students gathered at my feet and listened and interacted with the story. During vacation Bible school, the children listened to the story at my feet. Jesus sometimes sat on a rock wall. Usually, his stories and lessons were taught to the nails. They listened at his feet. However, today's lesson has a twist to it. Our message today is about Martha and Mary. They lived in Bethany with their brother Lazarus. There is no mention in the Bible about parents. Martha was the oldest and the head of the household. They are all friends of Jesus. On the day Jesus comes to visit, he comes with all 12 of the disciples and others that were with him. Isn't it interesting that Jesus chose to go to the house that was run by a woman, not a household that was run by a man? There needs to be much planning. Martha was busy baking, cleaning, and doing all the special things, getting water and making sure that everything for the meal and the visit was in place. Martha may have also been very worried about Mary, not following the common practices of women at that time as well. Her sister Mary decided to sit at Jesus' feet. It was usually men that sat at the rabbi's feet to listen at that time. The women were to be preparing and working, not sitting at the feet of Jesus. Women are at that time usually learned about Jesus secondhand through a father or a brother, not directly from the Savior. However, Mary wanted to be present and learn about what Jesus had to say. According to the Woman's Study Bible, Mary is noted among the first women of the Christian era as one who pursued a theological education. At the feet of Jesus, Luke thoughtfully records that Mary sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word in the esteemed rabbi. When Mary was criticized, Jesus himself commended her for choosing the better way. A woman need not enroll in a Bible college or seminary to sit at Jesus' feet and hear his word, but a minister could be enhanced and extended by formal theological education, which provides a systematic study of God and the way that they relate to us. As Mary sat, Martha became more and more frustrated and finally spoke with Jesus. "Lord, don't you care that my sister left me to do the work by myself? Tell her to help me." The Lord replied, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and upset about many things, but few things are needed. Indeed, only one. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken away from her." At times, I find myself not being in the moment with my family. I get busy cleaning, throwing out junk, and trying to organize the remaining things. Then I find that I overdo it, pull a muscle, and then I can't move. This summer, a friend of my brother's spent hours cleaning and getting things together for our arrival at his house. We were all going to meet in St. Augustine, Florida. We were coming from Savannah and she was coming from Green Acres. And we said we were going to meet between 5 and 6:30 in the evening for a meal. She was so involved in getting ready that she didn't arrive until 12:30 at night. She texted us at 8:15 in the evening to tell us she was on her way. It was good that we had decided to eat, as we would still have been waiting for her. Sometimes the most important part of the visit is being present with those that are there, not getting the house ready. My new sewing machine broke. Is it a message here for me? Yes, I need to be more present with the people in my lives. Last weekend, there was an amazing harvest moon. What a gift from God. Each day, sunrise, sunsets are a gift from above. On Friday evening, my husband, son, and his daughter were on Porter Lake waiting for the moon to rise. We left the lake before the event. As we drove out from the lake, we could see the risen moon through the trees. On Saturday evening, we went back to the lake and waited patiently for the moon to rise. At first, you could see the sky lighten around the neck of the sleeping giant, if you know Porter Lake at all. Then a huge pumpkin orange moon slowly came into view over the neck. There was a streaming orange reflection of the moonlight racing across the water toward our boat. What an amazing sight. Sitting, watching, and taking time to be together with God in all his glory. Many nights since, it has been too cloudy, and that was the last night that we got to see the big moon. But what a gift it was. Sitting and praying and knowing that God is with us and always present in all that we do. Are you Mary or a Martha? Do you sit and listen, or are you so busy that you don't take the time to listen and learn and hear the voice of Jesus. There are some lessons that we can learn from Martha and Mary. One of the first lessons that we can learn from Martha is, go straight to Jesus with your problems. She was not afraid to let Jesus know what was bothering her. Each of us should do the same. When something is bothering us, we need to pray and let Jesus have it. Not always easy to do, because we are human and we try to solve our own problems by ourselves. But if you give it to Jesus, it is a burden shared. He wants to know. Second, she came boldly and confidently in the Lord's presence. She was not fearful. She knew that he would listen and that he would support and give her guidance and understanding about the situation. Give him all the stuff, good or bad. Give it to him. Jesus did not agree with Martha in her observation. Our prayers and petitions are not always answered in the way that we want. They may be his will, not ours. And we may learn a very valuable lesson. Third, seek God's peace. We need a close and intimate relationship with God and to feel his presence in our lives. We need to pray throughout the day and let him have the things that hold us and feel his peace and know that we can step forward when we feel that peaceful, loving feeling. Lessons from Mary. First, seek God's presence first. Mary knew the importance of Jesus' teaching, and she knew there was nothing any more important than taking the time and being present with God. Being in the moment with God and feeling his loving grace, just like Charles, Chris, and I did on Saturday evening on Porter Lake, watching the rising of the harvest moon. Secondly, be totally devoted to Jesus and listen for him and speak to him. Which are you, Mary or Martha? We each need to be a little of both. We need to serve at times, and we need to listen and be totally immersed in God's love and grace. It is not good deeds that will get us into heaven. It is a heart that loves and serves our Lord and Savior. Take time. Sit at the feet of Jesus. Take a chair. Sit in your house or on your lawn or the beach or by the mountains. Breathe and know that the Lord is good. Take time and smell the fresh autumn air and feel the gentle breeze. Watch the moon rise or sunrise or sunset. Know that the Lord our God walks with each and every day. God is good and he loves us all, but be present. Okay, it's time for our closing hymn. It's in the Methodist hymnal, and it's 370, Victory in Jesus. Okay. And we'll do all the verses. I heard an old soul story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus.
Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me and I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about his healing, of his cleansing power revealing, how he made the lame to walk again and caused the blind to see. And then I cried, dear Jesus, come and heal my broken spirit. And somehow Jesus came and brought to me the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he was building me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Where will you sit this week?
At the feet of Jesus.
Go with the peace of Jesus. I claim victory in Jesus. Thank you. Have a great week, or a great, see you guys, it looks like you have a concert next week, and then next service looks like it's in Thanksgiving. So thank you. Yeah, have a great week.